It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. High on Fire's Matt Pike. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. It's nice to hear from you again.
It's so great to hear your voice and have you back on the show. And we are here this evening to talk about your debut solo album,
Pike versus the Automaton.
And that is out now. And it basically started as you and John Reed jamming together. What would have been different, Matt, about this album without the limitations of the pandemic?
Well, I think the limitations of the pandemic is what caused the album. Because, you know, there just wasn't a lot of flying around. Me and Jeff were in between drummers. And we were getting together some, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't as, you know, wearing masks next to your brother in the garage, you know, just because we didn't want to put anybody else at risk. Is, you know, it wasn't the best way to create, you know, when you're starving of oxygen in your jam room or whatever. But, you know, we got through it and we're working on High on Fire now. But me and John was over at my house anyway. Like, we didn't give a shit, you know, and there was no one but me that was really more at risk than anybody else. I got that kind of nailed. I fight with it, but my diabetes is really under control. So yeah, we just started jamming because both of us were going nuts. Because not only did we have the mask thing and then the quarantine thing, and then there was a bunch of fires that started here. I swear to God, I'm still trying to clear my lungs out from that. It was really bad. And me and John just started putting super glue in our masks, you know, and epoxidizing ourselves, you know, put tacos in our headbands, made a psychedelic record. Obviously, I'm teasing. You know, let's do that.
Matt Pike with us on the show from Pike versus the Automaton. The song features Brent Hines from Mastodon. Land on Full Metal Jackie Radio.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Matt Pike with us on the show. Again, talking about his debut solo record,
Pike versus the Automaton, which is out now.
Musically, this record references the influence of players who seem atypical to what you typically do. What was most liberating creatively about making this record?
Well, I had all the time in the world with, you know, like my wife's on it, John's on it, and I was writing stuff with them just sitting around. Me and my wife had put together some songs that were more along the lines of like Land. I'm sure everybody heard that by now, but me and her wrote that when she got off tour, and she came off a Black Label Society tour. Their tour stopped because of the COVID thing too. And she came home and we were sitting around bored, and I started writing a little bit of music with her. And then Brent Hines had been out here and learned some of the tunes that I had going. So he's on it. Todd from Tragedy, Todd Burdett from Tragedy has always been like a hero of mine. Like, I love that dude's music. So, and John knew him, and I was all, have him come in the studio, you know? So we laid down some tracks in different sessions. Like I said, we had nothing but time on our hands, but every time that studio Hall of Halls would open up, I know Justin, the owner, and I was like, yeah, reserve a spot, because we'll have three more tunes every time, you know, it opened back up. So we'd go down there, get all the loud stuff out of the way, and then we just go in Billy's basement, you know, and do a bunch of mushrooms with it and put together some music, just because, you know, that's what you do when you're, you know, I gotta create or I'll go crazy, I'd rather, you know. So it was alleviating the depression we all had, and I tried to do that, and I put out a book, and I tried to give like all the artists that have worked for me over the years or done stuff, commissions and such. I got some money going for that. You know, I just gave all the artists like all the money outside of the printing stuff and put it on my credit card, and then kind of got paid back as, you know, the advances came and it actually got published. And yeah, once again, my wife did all the layout for that and things. I just tried to keep busy through the whole thing. And, you know, Pike versus the Automaton was like the masterpiece at the end of it. You know, I got even more interested because at first it was like a high school band that we were just demoing. I'm all, yeah, let's just start a high school band, starting from scratch. You know, but obviously with a little bit of you know, clout that we have. It got us a little somewhere. Now it seems to be doing pretty well, I guess. Haven't really looked in the numbers, but I don't care about that. I care about, we need to play a couple first shows, so we've been working on that. Just put the stuff down live. I got another guitar there, because there's like 400,000 tracks of guitar that I can't do by myself. Jesus Christ, another victim. I swear to God, everybody's had their catalytic converter cut off their car in the last 15 months.
Oh, man. That was loud.
Oh, yeah. No, there's cars that go by that are way loud. And they're not even hot rods. They're just Toyotas without their catalytic converter.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Matt Pike from High on Fire with us on the show. Coming up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, music from Black Sabbath, and more with Matt Pike.
It's Full Metal Jackie. High on Fire is Matt Pike with us on the show talking about his debut solo record, Pike versus the Automaton, which is out now. And let's talk about the track Land, which features Brent from Mastodon. It could be traced back to music you associate with your mother. What's different about music once a personal connection becomes apparent?
Well, my mom used to do this country western dancing, and she'd do line dancing and two-step, and I guess I just remembered it from my kid. But then I was picturing, I wrote the tune with my wife just on the couch, and then I went out in the garage and I was using my phone with headphones in to like record vocals on it, and started coming out good. Brent was out here and he learned a bunch of tunes that I had, but then like COVID really hit and the shutdown. So we couldn't continue that venture until recently. Like I've been jamming with him a bunch, but yeah. So the two-step thing was like something my mother used to do. And I kept picturing like Motown sounding vocals, like with a lot of reverb at the bottom of a subway, you know, with a bunch of soul guys, you know, just from the Motown era. that weird sound, you know, it just sounds like you're in a basement, you know, or cement walls. And I don't know, we put it together from there. I got the tune together, and then I ended up sending Brent, which he already kind of knew the track. And I said, dude, just put some like lap steel and just take this. I'll do the first solo and then just take it to the end. And he did. And it turned out, I mean, he put a ripping like Billy Gibbons style thing on it. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm really proud of that song. It's one of the weirder ones I've written, you know, or co-written with other people. And we put like a Leslie Hammond organ on it. Alyssa plays that. She plays on another track off the album too, where she screams and plays bass, and it's pretty. Dude, she's that girl's got some lungs, man. But so I mean, that's how it kind of came about, just messing around.
Matt Pike from High on Fire on the show with us this week. His debut solo record, Pike versus the Automaton, is out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Typo Negative, Satyricon, and more with Matt Pike.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Matt Pike from High on Fire with us, talking about Pike versus the Automaton, his debut solo record, which is out now. And your attentiveness, Matt, to the sonic and theoretical and aspects of music includes some formal education. What's the breakdown of your songwriting process in terms of studied versus instinct?
Well, I mean, I'll come up with the initial blueprint, which would be like, you know, the chord work, the song, little here's and there's, and then I'll go when I'm putting a theme to it, like that song specifically. I was like, you know how many stories there are about like some horrible guy that gets, you know, God touches him one day and it's like a happy ending and all, you know, like the Shawshank Redemption or something. Well, this is about an asshole who dies of a bad guy, and it's more real to life, you know. I'm like, how many stories haven't been told like that that are still kind of amazing because you can't believe someone could be such a turd.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Matt Pike with us. Quick break. Up next, a new tune from Opeth that you can find on their extended edition of Incata Venenum, which they released a couple of weeks ago. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Matt. Stick around.
It's Full Metal Jackie. High on Fire's Matt Pike with us His debut solo record, Pike Versus the Automaton, is out now. And Head on a Pike, the illustrated lyrics of Matt Pike, is a book of visual interpretations of your lyrics. How was adding a visual component to your words changed the way you conceptualize lyrics?
Well, I think in my head, it's always had art to it, even if it doesn't exist, or even if an artist did a rendering of like what they perceive it to be. And I just had them, I had all the guys who did the artwork for a bunch of the other albums, particularly like Eric Rober and David D'Agrio and Lehigh and Jordan Barlow, and then some of our poster artists that and t-shirt artists that have done work. And I just wanted them to take something that someone else did and switch them all around and see what their interpretations were. And at the same time, provide a bunch of my buddies who are artists with work, you know, so with something to do, you know, you don't want anybody depressed. So it's like, here, I'm trying to put together a project and it pays, you know, I actually got money to pay for it. So, and I just gave them all the money. I didn't take a dime, put it, I don't care. I wanted those lyrics out just because I wanted to edit them, all the typos that labels make sometimes. I went through and like, made sure it's all spelled right and all that. So that took some time. But then I was like, wow, I've made a lot of songs and I didn't realize there was that many. To me, it still seems like there's like 10 songs I wrote, not 180 or whatever it is. So that's, yeah, it's like a lifetime's worth of work. But then again, it's only like that thick. That makes me kind of a lazy ass, I guess.
I don't think so. It's Full Metal Jackie, Matt Pike with us. Pick up his debut solo record, Pike Versus the Automaton. Matt, so great to catch up with you as always. Looking forward to seeing you out in the world, seeing you perform with your many bands. And I appreciate you taking the time. I really do.
Oh, absolutely. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Stick around, music from Typo Negative and more after this.